your local printing experts.
It's the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner, fueled by Donut Country and McDonald's on 101.9, 100.5, 1450, WGNSSports.com and Big G TV.
And this portion of the show brought to you by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Dana Womack, Celeste Middleton, Alex Williams, Ron Reeves, and Emerson Williams. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. John Dingus here for the middle portion of the program, and we have Shea Deal with us, and head coach of the Rockville Rockets. And we've been reminiscing back in the lobby there. A lot of Laverne roots for you and me, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's where I grew up. It's that area of town. We're talking about where we lived and all of that. But there was a lot of good baseball play back then, and I talk about it all the time at school with the coaches. I was fortunate enough to be around a lot of good men when I was growing up. There was a lot of really good coaches that came through there, not necessarily that coached me, but were in the building with us and knew who we were and came to the ball games and kept eyes on us and basically taught us how to be men. So I was very fortunate to be around some good people growing up.
Yeah, you name dropped a few people,
yes,
and gosh, what a, I mean, you
yes.
really have. Had some good experiences,
yes,
with some really good leaders.
Yeah, like I said, Coach Wortman was there, John Strickland back in the day, Coach Willie was there, Alan
Oh,
McMillan.
Yeah.
So all those guys, Coach Carson, all those guys were there when I was there, and of course I played for Coach Revis, and then even Hester and Guthrie and all those guys were there too, so it was...
I saw Will the other day, and I was glad, it's so good to see him,
absolutely.
And I'm glad he's back in Rutherford County. But, you know, you sit there and we talk about... I had nothing but great memories from Laverne,
absolutely.
And I think you do too.
Absolutely,
I mean,
you
have
yes.
a really loving, you know, feeling for the city of Laverne.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like I said, I played there. We spent 4 years there. We were fortunate enough to go to state tournament while I was there, and then they won the state championship the year after we left. But even the five or six guys that I graduated with, and Coach Revis will tell you too, we were a big part in that, and I take a lot of pride in that. And my time there as a coach was very special to me, and every day when I walked in and I saw that state championship sign, even though I wasn't a part of the team, I feel like I had a big part in that. So it's something that I hold very dear to me. It's a place that's very dear to my heart, and the times there and the people I met while I were there are something that I'll never forget.
Coach Revis must have been really, really young when y'all went
really
won that
young,
state
he was
championship.
Really mean. It was one of those things where it was – but it was good for us. You know what I mean? It was good for us, and he was eager, and he was starting his career. But I tell the people now, 90% of the game that I know came from him.
Yeah.
I mean, it was learning just how to be a professional, learning how to handle pitching. I mean, because I was a sponge. I love the game of baseball. So when I was a kid, even when I was playing, I think that's what made me be successful. I wasn't always as big and strong as everybody, but just learning the game itself and the knowledge that he had, and even his father, when his father would help us some, you know. We call him Old Man Revis, but mm-hmm. Coach Revis, he taught me a lot about life, too. I mean, I learned a lot of lessons, and like I said, we played a lot of baseball for him. And you,
we were out there talking to Mac Hawks. I mean, they're legends in this county,
absolutely.
Really.
They're legends in the state.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been fortunate enough to be around Coach Hawks my whole life, you know, as well, because we played against them. And then I actually used to umpire some out there at Barfield, and his son that's now in pro ball coaching was playing back then. So it was in between innings, I'd find myself at the fence just picking Coach Hawks' brain and getting to know him. So I've known Coach Hawks since I was 14, 15 years old.
Well, I know Coach Revis had to be young because that would really make him old now.
He's getting on up there. But he was young. He wasn't much older than us, which was good because he was able
right,
he was
to relate.
Teaching us life lessons, you know, and he was coming straight out of college and they'd had so much success at MTSU with Coach Pete, and even though I didn't play for Coach Pete, the guys that I've been around with Coach Treadway and Coach Revis, all that knowledge and all that mentality spilled over to us. So I mean, Coach Pete, I didn't directly play for him, but I know the values and everything that he put into him.
I think in the offseason I'm going to have a round table of coaches from baseball.
Absolutely.
I've probably got some stories.
On all the old ones that'll be interesting.
Well, Coach, let's talk a little Rockville baseball. Last year was a tough year. Not going to sugarcoat
yes,
it any.
Yes,
you had
sir.
Really a lot of young players.
Young players, yes, sir. The past 2 years have been a little rough, but there have been bright spots, and that's what we preach every day, and the little things win baseball games, and that's what we've been talking about all week. And any night, baseball's a sport like any other sport. If you go out there and compete and put yourself into position to win and do the little things right, you're going to give yourself a chance to win at the end of the night.
We're early into this year. How do you feel about this year's team in terms of some maturing that's going on?
Some maturing. We still got a lot of growing to go, but we're 3-6 right now, but we could very easily be 6-3. Mm-hmm. I mean, the three of the losses that we had, we got beat. I call it a difference between getting beat and losing. We've lost three, and we've gotten beat three times. And the three times that we've gotten beat, we've had runners in scoring position with a chance to tie the game or take the lead, and we didn't get the big hit or we didn't move the runner. And pitching has been our pitching has been very, very good. But we just got to find a way to get that big hit and play clean. I call it play clean, throw strikes, and make the routines. You've got a chance to win, and we've done that.
You know, I guess if you look at it, if you compare them to the couple of years here, that's growth because, I mean, I know you were giving up a lot of runs last year.
Yes, sir.
And now to be in every game, is a drastic improvement, I would think.
Absolutely, and we talked about this last night. It's good to be the hero, but sometimes being the hero is hitting a ground ball to second base with a runner on third with less than two outs. You know, sometimes that's the hero.
Is that the hardest thing to teach them, too?
That's the hardest thing to teach, just knowing the game itself and knowing that. And Coach Bartlett, who's with us, he talks about playing for the R rather than the name on the back of your jersey. And they're starting to buy into that, and it's a learning experience, like you said. I mean, you've got to learn the game, you've got to know the game, and you've got to know the situation. And the games that we've won, we've done those things. The games that we didn't, we missed our opportunities. And when you look at it, like you said, we're in the ball games. It's just a matter of executing. It's a matter of execution.
You know, you mentioned Bartlett. Gosh, that's another legend.
Absolutely.
What kind of teaching tool is he for them? I mean,
It's not just for him, it's for myself.
I
tell the kids all the time, if I'm not trying to get better, then how can I push you to get better?
Yeah.
And just having him, and not only him, having David Looper in the dugout with us as well, Looper with the pitching, and the pitching goes back to David because he's the one that's sitting there calling the pitches. He's the one making sure they get their bullpens in. He's the one talking to them when they come off the field because I was just a hitter and a position player, so pitching wasn't really my thing. And Looper takes it to a whole nother level, and having him back this year has been – leaps and bounds. We're already ahead of where we were last year because Bartlett and I are not pitchers.
Yeah, so, I know you're glad David's back after what he went through last year.
Absolutely, and he's a blessing. He's happy to be back. We're happy to have him. But then again, with Bartlett, it's one of those things where I can look at him or I can even look at David and go, what would you do here?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll give me their honest answer instead of the answer a yes man would, you know.
I want to talk about some of the players. I know, let's start with pitching, and I'm running out of time. We reminisce too much, but tell us a little bit about your pitching, which is as much improved.
Absolutely. I have a senior, Logan Rhodes. He's probably our day one guy right now. He's a left-hander. This will be his third year pitching for us. He throws all three for strikes and competes every time he goes out. He's matured a lot over the past year, and I'm very proud of him. Also have a junior named Jacob Fowler, left-hander, who's done very well for us. He's had two quality starts. Sam Jones, another guy who actually started the Riverdale game in the district tournament last year and won for us. He's back on the hill for us and threw a good game last night. We just came up short. Zach Smith is another junior who has potential, throws strikes, and when he gets the mentality to learn how to pitch instead of just throw, he's a very good pitcher. Braden Sullivan, a senior, he came out of the pen the other night and threw six innings and like 75 pitches, which is a pretty good number considering down there, and we beat a good Tullahoma team, and he was the guy that came in with the glue of that. Max Neal, he's a sophomore. He also plays shortstop for us. He's jumped in velocity, throws all three for strikes, and then on the back end of our bullpen, we have James Vaughn, TJ Chase, Zach McDonald, and John Williams. All of those guys, when I give them the ball, I know are at least going to give us a chance to be competitive, and that's what it's about.
Infield-wise, let's go around the infield, then the outfield.
Yes,
You got to hit, too.
Yeah. You got to swing it, and that's the name of the game. Behind the plate, we have Braden Sullivan and Santiago Alvarado, both seniors who are anchoring down behind the plate. At first base, we have Jacob Fowler, John Williams, and James Vaughn. All three of those guys I feel comfortable with throwing out there any night of the week. At second base, Sam Jones, who's been playing third base for us the past couple years but has moved to second to kind of ease up on his arm while he's pitching. At shortstop, we have Max Neal, who's a sophomore who played a lot for us as a freshman when Ty Newton was pitching. And then behind him, we have a freshman named Carter Stevens, who's going to be a great ball player before it's all said and done. And then at third, we had a guy move in from up north from Pennsylvania named Jansen Schweikert. He's a junior. He's doing a great job for us. He's jumped in and done the things we needed him to do. Mm-hmm. Behind him is Riley Fowler, who's serving as our DH most of the time now, but Riley's a solid third baseman, can play the game as well. And then out in the outfield, we have Tylen Green in left field, Elijah Littleton in center, and then in right field, we have Lincoln Simmons and Asa Jones, who are anchoring down out there. And then I have a couple guys off the bench that can come in at any time and play a role in Zane Constantine and Owen Highnote. So I've got a good roster. I've got a good group of kids. Like you said, it's a lot of growing experience. We're in ball games, giving ourselves a chance to win. It's just a matter of execution and getting it done.
You know, you talk about 3-6 now, could be 6-3. That is so much better feeling than last year was. Yeah, I mean, in terms of growth and knowing you're in games, it's good to go to the ballpark. Yeah, it's fun for them too.
You find yourself in the fifth or sixth inning and knowing that you're in a ball game, not looking to the next day already and not trying to figure out what you've got to do that night or the next day, rather than how can we win this ball game tonight. And that's really what it's about. And early in the year, I mean, you go back and watch any of those documentaries on the Red Sox or any of those teams that make runs there late and win championships, they all struggle during the beginning of the year. Not necessarily struggle, but they face adversity. And we talk about adversity all the time. And when you struggle, that only makes you stronger, because you learn. If you can truly learn from your mistakes early, in the end, you're going to give yourself a better chance to win. So it's not great that we haven't pulled off those extra three wins, but in a way, it's good for a learning experience, because now you're truly seeing what it takes to be successful.
You know, Shay, we'll be out there, I'm pretty sure, pretty soon. It's a three-month, really, period.
Yes, sir.
But gosh, You're gone all the time.
Yes, I mean, sir. We've had two nights this week where I think it was midnight before I got back to my I guess it was Monday. Tuesday night, we played 10 innings in Tullahoma, and I was eating a ham and cheese sandwich at midnight, standing in my full uniform eating a ham and cheese sandwich before I went to bed. So,
oh, wow.
It's late nights, but that's I told the boys when we left on Tuesday, I said, be on time in the morning, because if you're fortunate enough to play college ball, you're going to ride a bus till midnight, and you're going to get up, and you're going to go to class at 8 o'clock.
So absolutely.
That's how it works.
Coach, good to see you again.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be seeing you soon, and good luck the rest of the way.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right, that's Coach Shay Deal, who has got the Ronville Rockets in a much better position now, and I think they've got good things ahead. This portion of the show brought to you by Ideas Tees, who will be happy to help you fulfill all of your imprinted apparel, embroidery, and advertising specialty needs. Find out more at ideastees.com. We'll be talking Rockville softball coming up next.